أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed them that whatever deed they perform, it is multiplied, whether it is a good deed, the rewards of which will be multiplied double compared to the good deed performed by any other Muslim woman. And the same applies to the sin that is committed by any of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the lofty position that they enjoy and the status that they are blessed with, that sin is also doubled. And the punishment or the consequence thereof is far greater than the sin that is committed by any ordinary Muslim woman. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in particular and the Muslim women in general. So these advices are directed to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are general and applied to all other women as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 32 of Surah Al-Ahzab, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, O wives of the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to draw their attention to the reason why they will receive double the reward, or why the sin that they commit is multiplied by two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ. You are not like any other women. O wives of the Prophet, you are not like any other women. إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ, on condition you have developed taqwa. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly and openly declares to the world and pronounces to the world that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are no ordinary women. They are special and they enjoy superiority over other women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that their status and the position they enjoy is because of the fact that they have been chosen as the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs them that they are not like ordinary women or any other women. إِنِتَّقَيْتُنَّ, if they have developed taqwa, Allah consciousness, which means that their relationship to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although it is so great, it is so honorable, it is so sublime, that relationship on its own is not a means of their salvation. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He said, O Fatima, you must do good deeds. O Fatima, exert yourself, because even I, being your father and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not be able to help you on the day of Qiyamah. Even I will not be, regardless of my position. You have to do what you are demanded to do, like every other Muslim. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here. Yes, the relationship is a sublime one. The relationship is indeed a significant and a great one. But in it taqaytunna, you must still develop Allah consciousness. You must still develop Allah taqwa. The relationship you enjoy with the Nabi of Allah is not enough for your salvation in akhirah. It depends on the effort you have made and the deeds that you have performed. Now Allah gives the instructions that are directed to them and are general. Apply to all women. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Allah says, number one, when you speak, do not speak with a soft, alluring tone. That tone with which you speak should not be too soft, should not be too provocative. It should not be too alluring that it creates interest, and it creates some desire in the heart of the one who has a sickness. There's some desire that is created in his heart for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is the first instruction. فَلَا تَقْدَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. When women speak, and this is obviously referring to when the woman is speaking to someone who is her non-mahram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the women, elsewhere in the Quran, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Whenever you are addressing a woman, a lady who you are not allowed to interact with, and there's a need for you to address her, or there's a need for you to ask something, or there's a need for her to address you, it must be behind a hijab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. If there's a need for you to speak to them, there must be a hijab, there must be a barrier, regardless of how close you think she is to you. Sometimes I think she is my sister-in-law, or she is my cousin, or she is a close family member, or she is a close relative of mine. It is haram, completely and totally unlawful and haram for us to directly interact with women whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given us the permission to interact with. Allah says there must be a hijab. And even when there is a hijab, there is a parda, there is this barrier between you and her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when she speaks, she must speak with a tone, and in such a voice, she must change her voice, she must change her tone. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not lower your voice, do not speak too softly, do not speak too sweetly. Why? What will happen? فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. Because the one who has a disease in his heart, he might develop some fancies about you. He might want to now see how you look. He heard the voice. The voice is a beautiful one. The voice is a sweet one. The voice is a soft one. And now perhaps the desire is created within his heart now to see who is behind, the face behind the voice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Muslim women that they should never speak in this manner. They should never speak with this tone. They should never speak in a way that the listener feels a sense of pleasure and joy when listening to them. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs them and informs the Muslim women that speak in a dignified way. Your language also should not be such that it is loose and unnecessary, and such type of discussions that you are not allowed to have with others. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And speak in a dignified way. The words that you speak should be good and should be dignified and should be in a respectable way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.